You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the second hour of Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Mark Price, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Mark Nixon, our friend who is the Board of Water and Light spokesperson. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, Cheryl.
How are you?
Just fine. Could settle in for the evening.
There you go. I know you were busy and we were trying to work your schedule out. You're a very busy guy between your job and your family.
Yeah, indeed I am.
There you go. I appreciate you taking some time to be with us. A story hit the paper today about a fuel spill at the Delta Township BWL Erickson Power Plant. Why don't you kind of give us some background on what happened, and then we'll chat about how the editorial, we are getting it cleaned up.
Right. Well, obviously, nobody likes workplace accidents. Fortunately, in this case, nobody was injured or harmed, but indeed, it was not our proudest moment. On Monday evening, we had approximately 4,000 gallons of fuel oil spill onto the ground at our Erickson plant. It was a human error. There were some misaligned valves in a pipe that was pumping fuel oil into a storage tank, and it was noticed fairly quickly, but still 4,000 gallons ended up on the ground. From our vantage point, not a good thing, but people do need to be reassured of a couple things. It reached no groundwater, no lake, no river, no pond, nothing like that, and because of the time of year, it fell onto frozen ground. So we have already cleaned up the oil, but we're still going to dig up the earth down to the frost line and remove it and have it safely landfilled just in case. But that frozen ground actually kind of contained the water, the oil from seeping further into the ground.
So that the time of year was helpful for this to happen.
Yeah, I mean, we never want it to happen. I guess if it has to happen, it would be nice to happen in January, right?
Now, you had an environmental firm come in to help you with the cleanup on Tuesday and Wednesday?
On Tuesday and Wednesday, that's correct. By Wednesday morning, it was all done. It was a firm based out of Flint. But they have satellite offices, and they were able to quickly respond. So the oil has been gone now for a couple of days. But what remains is, of course, this area of roughly 25 feet by 100 feet at the plant that we need to have the earth excavated and just taken care of properly and put in a landfill where it belongs.
Absolutely. Did you have to notify, environmental officials and so forth? I assume probably, and everybody's checked up and cleanup is good?
Sure. By law, we have to contact the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, and we certainly did that the following morning. It happened in the evening, so it really was not much in a way of notification, but that happened on the following morning, Tuesday. And, of course, we also alerted the Delta Township Fire Department and the emergency offices of Eaton County, just so they were aware of what was going on. Because it was on-site and because it was contained, the fuel oil never went anywhere but in that area right next to the plant. We never saw a risk to public health. Otherwise, we certainly would have been more proactive as far as, contacting the public.
Certainly. It is important, and you mentioned, you said on site, just so folks know, that this spill was entirely on Board of Water and Light property, if I'm correct.
That is correct. I don't know if folks are familiar with our Erickson Power Station. It's on Canal Road, not too far from the General Motors Delta assembly plant, but you can see the stack as you're driving by on Canal Road, and that's where it was. It was sort of behind the plant, I guess you would say, to the east.
Now, does the removal of the topsoil that you're going to take off, the frozen ground helped with the spill initially. Does that make it a little more complicated to remove that topsoil?
I'm not too familiar with the excavation process, but, we've all seen earth moving done in the dead of winter, so I have a feeling that you get a bucket, I don't know what you call it, a caterpillar or something, to move the earth. I don't think that would really be a problem when you get a few tons of metal. It should be able to cut through that pretty easily.
Yeah, my brother drove across my lawn at Christmas time to pick up a sleigh in my front yard, and there are marks there that I think I'm going to see for a while, so it's not as frozen solid as you might think it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. That's true. And when are they going to be doing this, removing this topsoil work?
They will begin on Monday, and they should be done probably within 2 days. So I'd say at the outside, by middle of next week, right around Wednesday, it should all be done. And, you know, obviously we're going to review procedures to make sure this doesn't happen again. I mean, this is standard operating procedure whenever you have an accident of any sort, you know, whether it be a spill or something else. We always have what is called a root cause analysis, and that's what we'll be going through, find out what went wrong, and put in procedures to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, it sounds like you got a hold of it as quickly as possible and to lessen any impact that could have been.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, in the industry such as utility industry, you know, things do happen. We work with a lot of things that are, you know, maybe not found in a mom and pop hardware store. Mm-hmm. It's you know, some pretty heavy equipment and certainly some chemicals and other flammables that you know, you might not see in another kind of business. And so, yeah, we're very cognizant of these kinds of things, and fortunately we reacted pretty quickly.
It's kind of nice to be able to report on this when essentially it's all been picked up, cleaned up, and it's all safe again.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, we all have in our minds what has happened, you know, this past year and in the Gulf, and obviously this is nothing like that. But I mean, certainly in the back of your mind, when you hear oil spill, you know, you immediately go to, gee, what is this going to mean to the public? You know, for the benefit of your listeners, you know, just so they know that there was no risk to the public health at any time, and it was contained in a site right next to the power plant. So it's going to cost a few $1,000s to clean up, but it's well worth it. And you know, everybody should know that we're going to be studying what happened and make sure this doesn't happen again.
Well, very good. I like I said, when I saw it, I saw the headline, I thought, oh, let's get Mark on and let him tell us about it. So in case people only read the headline, they'll know what the whole story is.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Very good. Have a great evening, Mark, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Very good, Cheryl.
Thank you. Good night. Talking with Mark Nixon, a Board of Water and Light spokesperson, on the cleanup of an oil spill all taken care of now. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after the news.